Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And it is January 1st, 2016. I welcome you all to the new year, the first show of the year, the first a whole lot of things of the new year. Wondering how many got to see the full moon over the 25th of December, which so many were talking about and finding things to do on. I am not hearing myself talk, so I don't know if I'm actually... Well, that's kind of odd here. So I'm going to remove a headphone and see if that makes any difference. Someone please let me know if you are in the chat room where or not we are actually broadcasting. Because for some reason it appears maybe we are not. But I'm going to talk as if we are, and if we're not on the air, then I will go back and find it in a moment or two and figure out what else we can do and go from there. So, the thing today is that it is New Year's, and so many people, I do hear myself now, that's good, so many people make New Year's resolutions, and by the, January 31st, February 15th maybe, something like that, whatever it might be, we find that we are no longer keeping those resolutions for whatever reason. So we go back on what we thought we were going to do and back on all of our dreams, our goals. We shoot ourselves in the foot. Maybe we make new ones. Maybe we don't. And, you know, put ourselves down in the process. So what I'd like to talk about today is healthy ways of saying goodbye to the old and bringing in the new year. And we'll go talk about that in just a little bit. But I'd like to let you know, first of all, how you can participate in this show. And there's several ways. For January 1st here, if you're listening live, you can call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. 205-9074. If you'd like to Skype in, you can do that. Go to the show page and click on the Skype button, and that will take you right into the show. It'll give you some prompts and things that you need to follow first. If you'd like to chat with us, there is a chat room available for you right at the bottom of the show page here on the Blog Talk Radio page. And you'd get to that by scrolling down to the bottom. And it's there. It's open for you. If you have Flash on your computer, then it's there. And you can just, like I said, scroll all the way down, put comments in there as you wish, things that resonate to you, questions, whatever you might like. We have Trickster Wolf over there and Aloha Jay. Thank you very much for joining us on the show today. And as people come in, they can participate as well. The other way that you can do it is come over to Facebook, the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group over there is one other way that you can participate with us. And that is that stays open whether or not the show is on. So if you're listening archived, you can do that. All right. Joy just said the chat isn't open. It should be on now. So give it a try again, please. And let me know one more time if it's still not working. But, again, the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, please come on over there if you are listening in the archives and want to make comments, because, of course, the live chat room is no longer on. Purpose Talk Radio is on the air every Friday, and we are there. Oh, no, I'm getting, I can't hear you. All right, guys in the chat room, can you let me know if you're hearing it or not? Anyway, we're here every Friday and bring to you people, concepts, thoughts, topics related to living your purpose. And it's at 2 p.m. Central Time, otherwise known as Eastern on the, noon and Eastern Coast, 3 p.m. on the Western Coast, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. And I know we do have some people who listen from the U.K. area. As well. And that's why I do keep the UK time there. You can hear me. Thank you. Technology is just so much fun. Trying some different things again every time. So, if you'd like to talk to me directly, send me an email. You want to be a guest on this show, have products or services that you want to share with those who are living their purpose, you can email me directly. At Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. And if you want to get more about that wonderful music that started our show, which is the song I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity, that is, their website is TrueTrinity.com. I think I got all of the stuff going now for our January 1st, 2016 first show, and not the first show of Blog Talk Radio, because I think there was a show at midnight, which was kind of interesting and fun to see and hear. But the first of us ours to be able to share with you. Topic today is, again, letting go of the old and welcoming in the new. And as I started the show saying, in case it didn't come over the airwaves, so many of us make New Year's resolutions by January 31st, even by January 15th. Sometimes we have already dropped those resolutions. And I think part of that is we make our goals in high levels. We say, okay, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. You know, then we're upset with ourselves. If we lose weight and then put on some weight, then we get upset with ourselves. And we sabotage setting some of those goals sometimes because we don't set them in pieces. One of the first things I'd like to say and suggest is, first of all, if you are one that likes to make New Year's resolutions, instead of making a big, lofty one for the year, make one that will last you through January. Make the next one that will last you through February and through March. And make them in pieces as you go along. And set up each month as something new for yourself, so that you have a new goal and a new dream to attain. And it's something then that you can check off your list as being successful. Why do I say that? Because we all like to see successes. I don't think there's anyone who wants to see themselves fall down. I don't think there's anyone that wants to see anybody else fail, really. So in this way, you can allow yourself to a success and to have exactly what you want and what you need to be able to achieve it. Now, the other thing some of us do, and I may go through it later in the show, depending upon the time, and if we've got people who want to really participate today or not. Some people go through things such as writing letters to themselves. And doing burning bowls. And finding ways to release whatever it is from the past year that you want to let go of. And I think that's probably what's the most important about this. No matter what you do, as you look back, and again, I suggest doing this on a regular basis as opposed to just on New Year's Eve, because then you can't disappoint yourself. Go through and find things that you want to say, goodbye, I don't want to think about that anymore. I don't want to dwell on that. I don't want to, maybe you don't want to have those people in your life. Maybe you don't want to have those things in your life anymore because they remind you of something. On the other hand, I'm going to go back and forth on this. The good side is if there are things that really helped you and really supported you from the previous year, then I suggest you find a prominent place to put them so that you can see them, so that you can reference them. If there are friends and support systems that you have specifically that you go to, the time to maybe put, I've got a wall of inspiration where I have some pictures of people that have helped me through things. And when I'm feeling like I am disappointing myself, disappointing them, not getting to do exactly what I want, I will look at some of that and say, okay, why do I feel this way? What can I do to connect with those people and their energy to be successful? And I'll tell you what generally ends up happening. It's music. That's where most of those people are. And I go and I listen to their music. Or I find some new music to listen to. Because for some reason, when I am down in the dumps and I need some inspiration, music does it for me. Is that a surprise? No. Not considering, you know, our theme song is purposely with a group that I write with True Trinity. You know, it's purposely there, that connection and that group of people of Posse Music that brought me to those connections. So anyone who's been listening to this show for a while knows that that is not, it should not be a surprise. If anybody has some suggestions, please feel free to jump in on this show. The number is 347-205-9074, again, or you can Skype in. Please hit the number 1 so that I know you are not just listening and that you actually would like to share something in particular or ask a question on the show. I'd love to have other people's feedback, what they do, what works, what doesn't work. Of course, always what works is better. Let's see. So that's where I am with those pictures and those things. I'm trying to, really trying to declutter my life. And that is a tough thing for me for some reason. I can't even explain it. But one of the things that I am trying to do as in that process is to, when I find papers that I really want to keep, is to put them in a pile and scan them and then put them onto a flash drive or onto my computer. Well, my computer's getting pretty full now in just the short 6 months. So that's getting kind of tough. So I've got to be putting them on a flash drive now. And that flash drive then would be what I would use instead of keeping all this paper around that, mind you, for me, is very difficult to read most times because it's been crumpled on, it's been misplaced, it's been torn out of a notebook so it's not referenced exactly where I want it to be. And that way I can put it in new folders and new places and new things and have a fresh start going into the new year. Again, I'm trying to start to do that as I find the paperwork, as I look at it. Again, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But I am hoping that, you know, maybe for you, you can find your own system that works. Now, let's see. Okay, so letting go of things that are not so healthy in the new year. So many of us, I have found that several of my friends this year posted on Facebook, I hope the new year is better because the last one was the worst one it's ever been. Or, I can't go through that again. Well, first of all, I beg to differ in that if you went through it once, you'll probably be able to go through it again. But my hope for you is that you don't go through it again. That instead, you have learned whatever lesson, or that you are able to avoid that problem again. Now, of course, if it is a issue of health, we really don't want to go through some of those things again. But sometimes we have to, for whatever reason. And I can't tell you what that is or why that is. Some people say, why did God let me do that? Why did God have me go through that again? Well, you know what? Nobody can really answer that, I don't think. Sometimes we can find out through prayer and meditation why things happened the way they did. Sometimes we'll never know. And my question is, does it really matter? I don't think so. And I think that's one of the main points I have here, is that, you know, the stuff and trying to find out why and how come really doesn't matter. If you don't like what happened, let it go. If you liked it, find a way to continue it. Find a way to build on it. Find whatever it is that you need. By the way, I apologize for the noise that's coming from the computer. I do have the sound turned off here, so I am not quite sure why it keeps showing up, why it keeps dinging. But as I said, find a way to continue that. Maybe write down at what good has happened. Some people keep a journal. And then when the day is not going so good, go back to it. Look at the journal. And you can have two of them. I like to have one where I can rant and rave and drive myself to whatever mood I need to be in. And then I have one, gratitude. That's the good, the positive things that I can go back to. So I don't have to hunt through everything. When my journal's on my computer, I don't do it every day. I don't even do it every week. I'll admit that. I do it when I feel like I need to do it. One of my goals over the years has been to write more. Okay, so I get to that New Year's resolution and I get to whatever date and I find out, oh no, I can't. I didn't do it. And then I just kind of beat myself up. Well, you know what? That doesn't get anywhere. If I instead write when I feel like it, then I find out that I don't sabotage it. When I feel it's appropriate and when it helps me, then it's a good time to do it. Okay, so we got some stuff in the chat room that I'd like to read, because, and I'd also like you guys to come on if you will. That would be really sweet, but I will read it. Siren Speak says, and my thing just scrolled, so I apologize for that. is that trying to find out the whys has been hugely beneficial for her. She says, I end up learning much about what I really need to deal with in that way, and I'm better able to tackle core problems and not just symptoms. Cool. My question would be, so is there a process that you use to find out those whys that you would like to share with us? Because like you said, for some people that works. For others, it just beats themselves up. Okay, and Trickster Wolf says, when my daughter had anxiety, her doctor made her write in a journal 3 good things a day. Even if the best thing you can say and that you think of was that what you had for lunch, just so you start noticing good things. And I agree with that. I think it was Oprah who said to start a gratitude journal, and I'm sure there's other people that did it too. I'm sure Wayne Dyer and some of these other folks have said over the past, do the gratitude. Yeah, that's cool, because you're right. If you can find 3 things out of your day, and I don't know, there's that magical number of 3. There's a magical number of 7 for some people. For some, all they can do maybe is 1. And maybe put that as 1 thing during the day that was good for you. Whatever works for you. And again, I think each person is a little bit different. If you find that system, that practice that works for you, and something that you can actually continue through the year, you will find that come next New Year's Eve, lo and behold, you won't like, oh, why didn't I? What didn't I? Da 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 da. And all those words that so many of us use and find. And you'll be able to find that other part that so many also do that says, hey, look at all that I accomplished over this year. And I got to tell you that I spent my New Year's Eve at home yesterday. And I had a chance to do some of that. And I purposely, you know, I had some movies on, so I was watching them, and some were some sappy romance things and comedy and just things that I didn't have to focus on. I didn't have to really watch, could just listen to the dialogue, and, you know, occasionally would have to look at it to find out what was going on. Amazing how that works for a person who couldn't see a while ago, and I watched everything as audio. But every once in a while, I like to try to look at what the scenery is and what's happening in the movie anyway. But I was able to focus then on doing other things. Didn't quite know exactly, again, as I don't very often, how that show was going to go today and what I wanted to do with it. But I got the opportunity to review the year and focused really on the last couple of shows. I talked about how the end of my year has literally flipped upside down from what I had kind of anticipated last January 1st. And I've done some of the writing on my Facebook too, that last January, everything was all ready to go. I thought I was on top of the world. I thought I was going to succeed in my interpreting program. I thought, you know, things were going to be moving along. Through the year, I got a counselor. I got help with that. I've been staying with a coach, you know, every month and working with that. Things were just great. And the last couple weeks of the month, of the year, like actually the last month, things just turned upside down. And a lot of things that I thought I was going to go into in the new year are not part of my life right now. In that short period of time, that much changed. However, through the year, I had some awesome, awesome experiences. And I had some experiences with some people and some relationships that have taken a dramatic change because of our schedules, because of our lifestyles, because of whatever that I haven't been able to talk to and keep connected with. But you know what? I looked at that side and I turned it around and said, guess what? Those people are still in my life. Just on a different level. And that made it so cool to look at that. You know, For a while I had been bemoaning the fact that I don't get to talk to him that much anymore and I don't get to see him. And yesterday, it was still in my life. And I was able to look at some other relationships and people that have moved into that time and how they've interacted in my life instead. Some of my classmates, some of my Facebook friends, some of my live friends. I've got a couple of people that I have just connected with since the middle of November that I've had a lot of time with in the last 45 days. Interacting in different ways. And I'll be real honest, that surprised me because it was somebody that's more into the arts, somebody that's more into poetry. And, you know, that's I enjoy it to some extent. You know, obviously I enjoy music. I'm not a big arts person. I'm not a big poetry person. I'm not into books that investigate somebody's death and how that happened, for instance. And I won't go into the exact specifics of that. It's like, okay, it happened, it's done, it's gone. You know, what's the undercover thing? You know, it's not been me. But I'll tell you what, by going to one of those events and listening to the speaker, I found a new appreciation for her book. I met some other people that I think are going to become at least acquaintances in the future, and people that are going to be a part of my life, I think, in the future. And that's been really cool. It's been really cool. And now I can take that, and like I said, they've in my list of wonderful things that happened this year, I've been able to swap out those people that have, you know, kind of backed off our time, again, because we've gone different directions, we've had different work schedules, we've had different life. You know, going to school really messes up a schedule. I used to be up all night and to be able to talk to some people late at night. Well, I went to school and starting classes originally at 8 o'clock in the morning last year, beginning of the year, starting classes at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, well, actually it was 11, but then tutoring in the morning, so I was out and at school by 9:30. You know, that kind of messes up your day. And some other people that are night owls, you can't talk to anymore. You can't find them on Facebook at that hour. You can't pick up the phone and actually talk to them. So we did text messages. That's another one. I've learned to text message some people that, no, normally, yuck. I want the personal communication. But I was grateful on my list that the technology is there. So, as I said, one of the things, you know, find the positive, find the gratitude. Siren Speaks said, again, gratitude works wonders. And I really think it does. The good things, the dreams, the ambitions, whatever it takes to write them down, and then find them in piecemeal. And now, the next piece of what I'm going to be doing is writing my version of a vision board. And some people make it very elaborate, very big. Some renew it every year, every 3 years, every 5 years. Mine's going to be word related. And what I want to do is find out how these people and these things that I've learned last year will connect into my dreams and my goals. And I'm sure there's going to be some that don't. And that's okay. Doesn't matter. I'm learning to also live in the moment. And I think that's been really positive for me. And what I mean by that is as things happen, even not carrying them into the next day even, and learning to, again, good or bad, positive, negative, however you want to look at them, it's like, okay, so I went to class this day. Yes, there's things that I have to remember from class because there's going to be a test. There's going to be a final exam. There's going to be all that. But in general, the feelings, the emotions, the processing, whatever happened in that class that changed me mentally, spiritually, emotionally, I take that out of it without the process of it, if that makes sense. And move forward into the next day. Take with me what I need and leave behind what I don't need right there on that day. So, okay, you folks are on the chat room. I'll ask you again if you got anything you'd like to share. 347-205-9074. And let's see, is anybody over at the conversations page? I don't think so. Anybody putting anything in there at the moment? So how do I do vision boards? How do I do my resolution, so to speak? He said that I'm going to do something new. Because the other ones haven't worked. And I hope this list works. I don't know if it will. I don't know if not. So, what I'm thinking, too, is in the process of this. I need to look at not just who's going to help me out for the year, the thing. How can I get to my dreams? Who do I have to connect with? All of that. What I also want to look at is what can I give people going into the new year? What out of my experiences am I able to share with someone else, and who might I be able to share it with? One of my friends who I saw her Facebook page that said, oh, this was the worst year yet. It's interesting because I hadn't seen her page in quite some time. And so I scrolled back, and she doesn't make very many posts. And I had to really look back as to what she had to say and what happened. There was a relationship issue, something that got, lost a marriage. There was some abuse. There was some cancer. There were other things, and it was just like, that is awful. And I felt sorry that I hadn't connected with her over this time. But you know what? As I read her page, I realized that there is another friend who went through the similar cancer and went through the similar situations that I can connect her with. And maybe they can talk. I think I am one of those networkers. What do I mean by that? I like to find people and put them together. I like to find someone who says they need something and hook them up with someone else. And, I'm going to be real honest. There have been but two occasions now where those people connected better than I did with one or the other of them. And it kind of got me just a little bit on the envious side. And then I looked at it and I went, why? You just made this connection. You helped these people make this connection. And I was able to just release that too and say, hey, I am so glad you guys connected. Because if that was my purpose, was just to be there to make that connection, that was my purpose. I mean, I'm losing the friendships on either side. In one case I did, unfortunately, because some misunderstanding later. But again, I was there to help make that connection. And their lives are greater, stronger for it. So look at all these people that maybe have left your lives over the last year. And maybe in releasing them, you make room for other people. Just like in releasing stuff, you make room for other people. Releasing the negative thought patterns, you make room for the positives. Maybe these people are not the ones that you wanted. But I would like to suggest to you that, first of all, don't ever burn bridges. I have found that, you know, there have been jobs that I have experienced some maybe wrong behaviors, let's say. Let go for incorrect reasons. Somebody lying about some things and them being there. And however, I will never, ever badmouth that company. Because you never know when someone you meet may turn around to be that person's best friend. And if you burn those bridges and you say something negative about the people that left your life, what happens in that new year, in that new relationship, is it's already started on a bad footing. Trickster Wolf says the same thing. Try not to burn bridges, but to phase them out. Yeah. Yeah. It was funny because one of the companies that I was, this is a few years ago, when I was still working, one of the newspapers, we had a very bad falling out in where, this is the job that I'm thinking about, where somebody maliciously lied about a situation. And the boss took this new person's word for it because this person had more education, more life experience, was older, all of that. And I was released. And they tried to take it to court, and they took some other things with it. And they lost the court battle. I got my unemployment. And because the person didn't bring anyone to substantiate their what they had to say, they weren't able to get their way. And I met this person a few years later on the street. I said, so how's it going? How's the paper going? Comment I got was, you know that person, da-da-da-da, you know what she did, and I'm so glad she's gone. You know what? I said, okay. I said, so now what? Do you want a reporter back? And I got, well, yeah, maybe, I think so. And, well, you know what? I didn't go back. But I knew that it was okay. But you're right, Trickster. People do change, and sometimes they enter back into your lives. Yeah, because I've had a couple people that way. They change, they find out that what they thought was correct or was incorrect is now correct, something different. Let's try again. They found out what they thought was their correct, that was actually incorrect, and they come back. And there's no reason then to like do a rub-in or anything that says, you know what, just let it go and be grateful for them to be back. Oh, I got to think of one thing that was on my wall that somebody, a friend, posted on Facebook that I thought was absolutely phenomenal. You know, there's usually the, you know, don't ever forget, you know, you can forgive but not forget how it felt or things like that. That is not what I'm thinking of. There was another one that was just, I thought was really great, and I'm going to see if I can find it and do my little multitask here in the process. You know, in the forgiving process. I don't know why Facebook's giving an attitude. You know, as we forgive, you know, you can allow that person back in your life. You know, and sometimes want to watch and be careful and cautious. But at the same time, if there is something that's going to be good for both of you, you need to be able to be open to that possibility. It looks like my computer has done something funny again. No, okay, here we go. Let's see. You two on the lines, do you want to come on? If you do, please press the number 1, and I will bring you on to the studio, into the conversation. Yeah, when people are very negative or untruthful, I have no problem breaking off with them. It sucks the energy out of me. And I think dwelling on that makes it, is what actually sucks the energy. Yay, here comes Joy. Hi, Jay.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not. Wrong area code on my card.
What?
Wrong area code on my card. Hang on, my computer's playing games. Sorry, it's squeaking.
It's okay. I don't ever get offended.
I know you don't.
You're an
Okay, that work?
I just tell her I did that.
Okay, Mona, the famous
now.
Mona Garcia just got off, the line.
Oh, that's who the other one was? She went away on me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but listen, I'm making a wonderful New Year breakfast, so I'm going to give you over to Mona real quick, and then I'll talk to you soon. Happy New Year. I love you. Well done.
Happy New Year. I thought you were going to say something. Now, wait.
What would you like me to say?
I don't know. Share something of going out of the old New Year and coming into the new.
Okay. I practiced this the past few days. Just being in the now. Don't worry about what was. Don't worry about what is. Now, this very second, is what sets up the next moment.
Okay.
And that's all I plan on having my Happy New Year.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Happy New Year, Miss Cindy.
Happy New Year.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. You are on the air live, just so that you know that.
Okay, great. It's a good thing, because I was just going to say something. Okay, good. It didn't go on.
Yes, it did.
But you didn't hear, you didn't read in between the long pause. Anyway.
Oh, I'm not going to read between the lines.
Yeah,
okay. That other person was Sally Ann Cast.
Yes, that other person was Miss Sally Ann Cass, and the kids are, you know, they're playing their games here, Batman, and bringing in the New Year. They fell asleep in the wee hours of the morning, and now we're having coffee and being able to listen to you. I tried to connect with you yesterday. I think you had a problem with one of the songs, right?
I was debating about doing a burning bowl type of thing or a letting go, and I was I needed permission to use your Simplicity song.
You can always use. You have my permission the rest of our lives.
Good. You know, Blog Talk has its rules, so
what's that?
We can't always get to it. And
that's all right. That's all right. So. I know there's been, last year's been a lot of changes for me, personally. And you just got to keep on, as I always would say, keep on stroking, because if you don't, you just become disappointed. But every little stride that you go through always helps. So sometimes it's like, darn, why did this happen now? You know, or you know, what's blocking? Or why is this being blocked? Or, you know, I just want to break through. And every time there's something that's right there that's going to show it to you, and it's not quite yet ready. And it's also God's time. I understand that. But I know, I feel, when a new year arrives, it's a new beginning. So, you know, I say Happy New Year's and sweet beginnings to for all of us in the new year. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what's going on. And I know right now, and it's interesting because I think I may be in an age where everybody's body's starting to change. And it's like, oh, no, now what? I have a terrible toothache, which I may be getting, going to the dentist next week. And then I have, you know, other issues, personal issues, but, you know, with work and stuff. And so I'm just, like I said, you know what? There's a reason for this, and I just have to look at it in a positive way. I mean, working more on my music, being able to do that. But that's where I'm going through. I'm watching my son grow to be a fine young man, and I'm very proud of him. And I see Alana and Sarianne's that are doing really well too. They're funny. They're laughing. You hear laughter in the background and cooking in the background. So we're, you know, this is our what a way to start a New Year's Day, you know?
Yeah. Well, and you know what, kids, it's kind of funny because they'll do one extreme or the other. They'll like grab on everything, and everything's going to be the worst thing they've ever had in their life. And then there's the other ones that like let everything go, and nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like there's not a lot of in-between, whereas with adults, there really is this in-between, and we'll hang on, and we'll want to let go, want to hang on, want to let go, da, 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 and go back and forth with that.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. You know, but you just have to keep going in strides, and you know, a door will open. Or something.
A window
will open. Something. But, kids, yeah. Oh, okay, now we have the little Keebler coming in.
Little Keebler?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, like my favorite musical, I have to keep remembering The Sound of Music. Exactly, when one thing closes, another, a door or a window will open.
Yep. It does. Absolutely. How was your New Year?
Quiet.
Very quiet.
I don't know if you caught what I said earlier. You know, I was going to go somewhere. I was going to go to Catan. And just the transportation and the time and the cost and stuff didn't work out like I wanted it to.
Access.
What?
Access?
Pardon?
Do you have access there? They would pick you up?
No. I don't. I mean, we have like an Uber and, you know, like these van service or these cab services that are less than full cab price. But even that was a little more expensive than I wanted to invest in my, for what it was. So, and then they can guarantee the time for me to leave. So if the place closed, then I kind of was going to be stuck. So it just didn't happen.
Oh, man.
But that's okay. So like I said, it gave me more time to think about what I wanted to say today and how I process my year, you know, letting go of things and coming back and what did I want to take in and what did I not want to take in because
of
everything being changed so dramatically at the end here. So, yeah, it was pretty good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So go ahead. I wanted to hear what you kind of was going to say.
Oh, I'm kind of trying to find your song. Otherwise, I should make it play it live.
Oh, okay.
Got a keyboard in there?
Keyboard?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I we're at Sally Ann.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, we can't. And she said she could play the CD on the radio. I mean, over here. But,
get it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. So,
the weather over there, are we like the same? I mean, you have snow yet over there?
Yeah, we got, oh, yeah, here you go, this week, too. We didn't have snow for Christmas.
Okay.
That was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
2 days later, she got 9 inches of snow. Part of the state got 13 inches. But even
wow.
Though, it was like, oh, man, there was no snow for Christmas. But pulse a little bit. Because that's part of why I stay living in Wisconsin. I want my seasons. I want my snow for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, we got a lot of snow. And people didn't know how to shovel and plow and stuff last night. We got it the day before.
Oh.
And so the sidewalks are blocked, the crosswalks are blocked, and it's icy because it was snow, rain, and then snow.
Whoa, so yeah, black ice out there too.
We probably did it in the end. So again, it was like, all right, what do I want to accept out of that? Why is it such a bummer that I'm not? You know, one of the people I wanted to hang with last night called me when we got done with the show. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we talked, you know, for a little bit. So, yeah.
That's nice.
That was good. Yeah. All right. So I can put you back on hold, or someone else can chime in here if you'd like. You're just listening.
Do you see everybody on?
I do see a couple on, yep.
Yeah? Cause
some aren't.
Yeah, it's hard for me. I can't log on to I have the Android Samsung, so
yeah.
It says I need the Flash, whatever,
yeah,
and I don't
flash.
Have that.
Oh, yeah, you can't get Flash
compatible.
On the Android.
Yeah,
there is.
So what else? What's the alternative?
There is another plugin that you can use in exchange for it. Get a hold of Chris at Curious Times.
Chris from
she knows what the plug-in is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I need to connect and listen to her stuff, too. I haven't had a chance to. Maybe now I'll be able to. It's just so crazy, you know. It's a transition, you know, when you're used to something, and then all of a sudden you go into another mode, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay, I can do this now, right? But then you realize, you know, now I have, like, all these doctor's appointments.
Yeah, you know, you're one of the examples that I had a little bit earlier, too, because we're 2 hours apart. Mona and Kelly are out in California. I was able to come up late into the night and talk to them when their kids went to bed or whatever was going on. So, fine. So we were able to do that. I started school, which means I had to be asleep by midnight or so when I normally talk to them. So between 10 and midnight, if they're asleep, their kids aren't in bed yet. Then add on top of that, Mona started a job that she had to be at, like, what did you have to be there, 5 o'clock in the morning?
5, 6 o'clock in the morning, different times. Yeah, I was up at 4 in the morning, shower, you know, ready for work.
So there was no way I was talking anymore.
Yeah, it's all these changes.
It's humorous. Because it was like, over the last year, I think we've talked, like, 3 times, and we were
I was thinking about
course.
That. Shame on us. I know. It was like time just didn't allow. And by the time I came home from work, I had to take care of our personal stuff, you know, Mateo of school. And, you know, he's a young man. And he has a nice girlfriend. And so it's like, you know, it's hard. And he's working out. Kids turning into Mr. Buffman here. And
there's him on the radio, Mom.
But,
I better shut it on the radio. There you go.
Yeah, are you kidding? He's playing Batman. He's not even listening to me. did you hear him? Say Happy New Year to Cindy.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mateo.
Happy New Year.
Oh, is that Alana?
Yep, that was Alana.
There you go. We even get kids on the show today.
There you go.
They want to come on the air. They can come on the air. I'd love to know what they do.
You want to go on the air?
No.
No.
Do you want to be on the radio, Mama?
He's happy 2015 is good, gone with, and
now I have another year to forget about
his
resolution.
Now he has another year to forget about his resolution.
There you go.
There you go. There you have it. That's funny. Okay. Well, breakfast just got here.
All right. I'll put you guys back on hold so you can listen.
Okay, sounds good. All right, sweetie. All right, we're listening.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. All right, yeah, of course. I was just trying to figure out how I can get on online to go into chat room, too. But, okay. We will.
Okay, jump on the computer.
I'm listening. Okay, all righty. Love ya.
See you later, thanks. All right. Here we go. Some California friends dropping in on the line today. So that helps clear the air and do some different things to talk about. Press the 1 on your phone, please, Sally-Ann. Okay, I don't accidentally pick you up again. All right, here we go. Let's see. I think I kind of went through all the things that I wanted to talk about on how to let those things go and come into the new year with something wonderful. And make sure that the new year is going to be productive, prosperous, successful for you. Take it in baby steps. I think that's the biggest suggestion I can give to people. Make short commitments. You might have the big dream. That's fine. You can still have it. You can still have that resolution if you want. For some people, it is what makes their year. That's what they can work with. For some of us that can't bite off that big thing because there's going to be too many, we know from experience, there's going to be too many other changes during the year, then we can instead make short resolutions, such as, well, this month I'm just going to commit to eating 3 healthy meals a day instead of I'm going to lose 25 pounds. Start with the baby steps and don't jump into everything fully right away. And during the year, too, there's going to be things that are going to pop up. And say, oh, why didn't I do that? Or why did I do that for the last year? And that's okay. We can do the same thing with that whenever it pops up that we do on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and process it and write it down and find the good in it, no matter what. Now, one of the things I really strive to do is be what I call a positivity promoter. Many of you know that I started Positive News Media Magazine this year. And there have been many, many news situations where people have had the thing going on and someone pops up with some new good news story. The latest I posted was people that were involved in domestic violence situations. And now that person's been hired to serve in the U.S. government. You know, people that have been involved in domestic violence situations, and there's a move company that will move people out and help them. I don't know if there's not every company that will do that, but maybe there are others than the one I posted that will. Whatever it is, whatever your dream is, keep striving for it. Find ways to go for it. Whatever you've learned from the last year, keep building on it. Because it makes you stronger and makes you the person that you ultimately will end up being and living your purpose. Siren Speaks asked me what my purpose is and asked me to elaborate on that. And I think that is my purpose. My purpose is to find ways to share things that are positive, to find ways to communicate and connect and network with people. That's a broad answer, I know. Because I'm in the process of searching the more specific. I thought I knew it. And I'm not sure that I do right now, like I did back then. So all I can do is take that big dream and that big purpose and run with it with every opportunity I have. Oh, I'm sorry, there is one more step, one more thing that I generally do. And that is to take what I think is my purpose and in every situation, weigh it against it after I've come out on the other side. And a lot of times what I'll find out, interestingly enough, is if that I don't have such a great taste in my mouth from it, it's because it didn't fit my purpose. Son of a gun. And maybe I shouldn't have been in it to begin with. Maybe there were some signs and things that would have told me to stop and not go into it to begin with. Hopefully I'll learn for the next time. But that is one of the things. Weigh it against your purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is, take a sheet of paper. Write down all the things you enjoy doing. There's a couple ways we can do this. Write down all the things you enjoy doing. Everything. From maybe it's crocheting. Maybe it's talking on the phone. Maybe it's doing blog talk radio shows. Whatever it is. Whether it's paid or unpaid, it doesn't matter. Whether it's playing your music. Write every little piece down that you can think of. Then whittle it down to half. And find the half that are your top things that you enjoy. And whittle it down to 25. And then take it down to 10. And find the 10 top things that you enjoy doing. If you wish, and if you are someone who needs to balance that off, make the other side of the list of things that you don't like doing. For me, I'll be honest, filing is one of them. A person who likes to file. I get bored out of my skull if I had to do it for any extended period of time. But taking that paper and scanning it and putting it into the computer, that's not considered filing for me. So figure that one out. But take those other things and what you don't want to do and do the same kind of thing. What you absolutely know in your life you do not want to be doing. Now remember, once you put that in your head, though, that those things are still going to exist and they may pop up and you need to make some decisions. But then take those two lists and talk to people and find out if there's things that you can do that will incorporate those top 10 things that you love to do so much. Find out if there is a career that you can do that incorporates those top 10 things. Find out if there is a volunteer thing that you can do that incorporates it. Because maybe your job isn't actually your purpose. A lot of us would love to be able to make money at what we do. You know, the old saying, find out what you love to do and you'll never work a day in your life. And we would all love to do that and hope that we can do that. Not always possible, and that's okay. But what we can do is we can come as close to it. Because I believe that God has given us certain skills and certain things that we enjoy for a reason. Again, for those who prefer spirit, God, Jehovah, whatever title, you take that source, use whatever title you work with, universe, it's your preference what you want to do with a name. We don't mince the words here. But take those things. I believe that too, in prayer and meditation, a lot of times, if you can't come up with this long list, you'll find it, just sitting quietly. And maybe during the next week, too, maybe you'll be adding to that list before you whittle it down. Because something will pop up. Oh, man, that's right. I love doing that. I just haven't had the time to do it. Or I love this, and I haven't been able to do it for whatever reason. You know? Those things are what bring you to your purpose. I believe. Okay. So now I think I've gone through as much as I can think of about the list. I would like to inform you all of a surprise for next week, those who are listening. Next week I will have a special giveaway because I am officially launching my travel business next week. I've talked about it a little bit on the air in the last few weeks, but I haven't officially looked for business. And what I will be doing next week is I will be giving away a gift of a trip to Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, or many resorts that in the domestic United States that you'd be able to go to. And it would be a free stay, except you have to pay the taxes, and you have to pay your, how do you get this? The Cancun cruise, of course, you'd only pay to the port of call and back home from the port. So, and I can help make arrangements with that, of course. But I am going to be giving this gift away to people who are listening on the show next week. Now, you'll have to sign in to a mailing list or to my website in order to do that. I tell you that ahead of time. But I will do a drawing of those that do participate. And I will leave it open for a week from the day of the show. So the show next Friday. Well, actually, I won't be able to leave it open a week. I think I won't be able to leave it open until Monday because the special needs to be booked. And your days need to be picked out, I think, on that. So, but do listen to the show next week if you're interested in winning a trip. If you're interested in finding about travel and about the company for which I am working now, I would appreciate having you all be a part of that. I'd love to hear your good and maybe not so good travel experiences, and so that I know what I can make sure doesn't happen to people who are traveling. I'm going to specialize in travel for people who need special accommodations, whatever that might mean, as well as family-friendly trips. So, okay, let's see. Now, if I go back to my Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page over on Facebook, I do always like to leave my guests with an affirmation for the week. And, of course, getting back to that page is being a little bucky at the moment. So I might have to close that out and come back to it. But let's see. What we would like to use as the affirmation? I know what we'll use. We'll use, I am going through the new year taking whatever steps I need one at a time. That sounds good to me. I am going through the new year, taking whatever steps I need, one at a time. There we go. And that will be in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. Anyone who is listening to the archives, by the way, if you wish to listen to this again, go through the archives. The archive is at the same link as the original. You can then go over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, put anything in that pinned post that you'd like. If you're listening to the show after next week, then, of course, it won't be pinned there anymore. The next show will be there. So you'll have to just hunt down for the one that says January 1st. And since I'm not seeing anyone else coming back in for anything on our lovely show here, I'm going to ask you all to take just a moment. And I want you to think about, in spite of what I said about New Year's resolutions, I'd like you to think about what you would like next, December 31st, to look like for you on an emotional level. Oh, I was going to try and get simplicity up, and it didn't get up. Okay, so just take a moment. I can't give you dead air because I don't want to do that. But just take a moment and think of what that would look like for you. And then I'd like you to think of three things that you can do now, from what I said or from what you know, which will allow you to be at that level next December 31st. And hopefully you will write these down and put them someplace prominently, kind of like a vision board. Maybe if you do vision boards, you can add it to that. If you don't, that's fine. But then you can have that list. I went off the air, didn't I? No, here we go again. That. Then you can have that list. And maybe make a copy of it that you can keep in your wallet with you. And you can weigh things against that as the year goes on. All right, folks. So I wish you all a very, very happy 2016. I wish you all the blessings, the prosperity, everything that you might need and want as you go through the year. So that when December 31st comes of 2016, you are able to truly say, I live life the best I could in all those circumstances. I am happy about where I am right now, and I am living my purpose. There are two songs that I love to end this show with. One is Positive News. I'm now just calling it Positive Life for you all. It is by Julian Clark and myself. The theme song, I Am Who I Am, written by True Trinity, Julian Clark being the vocalist on that as well, Rachel Grace and myself being co-writers on that. If you wish to reach me and be a guest on the show after next week, because next week is the travel show, we're going to get the giveaway. Well, I'm going to give it away in a drawing. Then you can do that. And reach me is Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. Our website is Purpose Talk Radio. The True Trinity site is TrueTrinity.com. The other magazine that I mentioned is PositiveNewsMedia.org. So as I leave you with these two songs, again, I wish you a very happy, blessed, prosperous 2016. And above all, soul blessing. Thanks for listening.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel the change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.